This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell.
And I'm Rick Moore.
Hey, great to have you with us on this Tuesday as we have started kind of the unofficial start of fall. I guess fall starts later on this month, but welcome to North Shore Today, our daily radio program where we touch on some of the topics making news here on the North Shore. And Rick, one of the big topics for us this past weekend, and really for the entire North Shore, was the Schooner Festival in Gloucester. And you were able to bring live coverage, live video coverage on Sunday morning, for a while on Sunday morning, of the Schooner Festival. And so there's a lot to talk about there. And from the point of view of Gloucester, we'll also touch on a story coming out of Swampscott today, which I think impacts many different folks. And a number of other things as well. Plus, our fall sports schedule begins in earnest this coming weekend. So it's back to school and North Shore Today, program number two. So, Rick, tell us about the Schooner Festival and what happened this past weekend.
All right. Well, you know, Bill, it's funny. Summer has different beginnings and different endings. And I think as administrators, we you know, our summer begins when you get out of school. It doesn't begin on Memorial Day. It doesn't begin June 21st, as educators, I should say. But then when you're not an educator anymore, when you're semi-retired, then summer begins on Memorial Day. And, of course, astronomically, June 21. Summer ends, traditionally, that first day of school when you're an educator. But in Gloucester, anyway, summer comes to an unofficial close on Labor Day weekend with the Schooner Festival, and it's amazing. It's quite a gathering, and it began on Friday night with the captain's meeting, or not with the captain's meeting, but with a bunch of boats coming in. And then Saturday there was on Friday night also there was a block party in Gloucester, and then Saturday more boats came in. There were fireworks after the parade of lights at night, and then Sunday was the amazing display of all those sailing vessels, and some of them are over 100 years old. The most gorgeous one by far, I think, not by far, but by consensus, was the Columbia, and the Columbia actually won the overall race. It's a replica of a Gloucester-built boat that didn't have a very long life. It's a steel-hulled replica, but the lines are absolutely gorgeous. But anyway, what was interesting was on Sunday there were many, many people from out of town just lining the boulevard and watching the whole thing. And I was set up right next to Daisy Nell, right at the man at the wheel. And Daisy Nell owns one of those schooners, and her grandmother owned another one of those schooners. And she has followed in the footsteps of Joe Garland. Joe Garland was the resident historian in Gloucester for many, many years. Just an amazing talent, a real gem. And Daisy knows all there is to know, I think, about these vessels, and expressed it very well to the crowd that was there. She talked about, I don't know if we have the clip here, Bill, but she talked about the Gloucester built, or originally out of Gloucester, the American Eagle, which had won the race 10 times. There are different categories, but the big one is for the big schooners. And the American Eagle had won this race 10 times. It goes around outside of Cape Ann. And so she described the American Eagle as it was coming in front of, passing in front of the people in the stands. And then on our video, at the very end of our video, as my battery was dying, we have the Columbia. You'll see the Columbia going across the screen as Daisy's talking about it. And I actually had to talk over Daisy, but I don't know if we have that clip. If we have, we could run it here, Bill.
Well, we do have it, so let's take a listen right now, and we'll be back in just a moment or two. Here it is.
Look who's coming in now! What a picture! If you have your camera poised in the rainbow there from the fire cannon, you can see the schooner American Eagle, and talk about a long way. She's come to us yet again. She has been the most often winner of the Esperanto Cup, the schooner American Eagle. Captain John Foss has brought this beautiful boat back to Gloucester. American Eagle was built in Gloucester in 1930. She was built as the Andrew and Rosalie in 1930, right here in Gloucester. And she was built at a sail loft here that was rigging at the same time for the Gertrude L. Tebow. And she was the last fishing schooner built in Gloucester. She was originally a sword fishing and dory trawling vessel, and later on a mackerel seiner. And then she was converted to a dragger, so we call her a trans schooner. She's now built as a gaff rig schooner sailing out of Rockland, Maine. She takes passengers out as a windjammer. What a great word, windjammer. And I hope she's going to jam that win today and give Columbia a run for the money. She has thrown down the gauntlet and said to the captains of Columbia that don't be too sure. So there is Captain John Fox, schooner American Eagle.
So that was Daisy Nell describing the local favorite American Eagle, who had thrown down the gauntlet to Columbia, and in Columbia win. I've got the race results here from the Gloucester Times. If I could just read it quickly for you, the Gloucester annual 31st Schooner Festival was attended by thousands who came to watch 23 vessels parade around the harbor and race off Eastern Point. And every one of those vessels came in front of the crowd right along the boulevard. They were beautiful. Final results were five divisions, but the large schooner racing for the Esperanto Cup finished in an hour and 43 minutes, and that was Columbia. 141-foot steel-hulled replica of the historic Gloucester schooner launched from Essex in 1923, but then lost at sea in 1927. And the American Eagle, a 92-foot schooner built in Gloucester in 1930, but now home-ported in Rockland, Maine, whose captain is John Foss, finished second. And that vessel had captured the last three Esperanto titles, besting the Schooner Festival field in 2012, 2013, and 2014. And if you watch our video, you'll hear about the Letty G. Howard. Coming in third was the Letty G. Howard, captained by Christopher Flansburgh, a restored 1893 Essex-built schooner, which made the trip from its home at New York City South Street Seaport Museum for the occasion. And I believe that Columbia now has its home port down in Florida. So these ships came from quite a way away. And the other thing was taking a look at that 600-foot Navy vessel out in the harbor, keeping watch over everything. So it was a spectacular weekend, Bill, and this thing draws a big crowd up in Gloucester.
Tell me about the last question on this, on the Schooner Festival. What about the crowd, Rick? How big was it? And from the boulevard, what could you see?
Well, if you're familiar with the boulevard, it's about maybe a half mile to three-quarters of a mile stretch of waterfront where there's a walkway and right in front of the man at the wheel statue. It overlooks the outer harbor. And so there was a crowd there the length of the boulevard, I'd say probably three, four, five deep. And then there's also Pavilion Beach. It was not high tide, not low tide. So there are a lot of people on the beach, and a lot of people go around to Fort Square and the fort. There's a playground at the fort where a lot of people can sit with their lawn chairs and look out over both sides of the harbor. They can see it's got a 180-degree view, so they can see the inner harbor as the vessels start to put their sails up, and then it comes around to the outer harbor between the fort and Ten Pound Island, and then the vessels go on over to our right as viewers, which is past Cressy's Beach over by Stage 4 Park. Then they curl back and head out toward the breakwater. And if you take a look at some of the images that are on Facebook and that we have on our video, it's just a majestic sight that harkens back to the days of the late 1800s, early 1900s. And one other thing, Bill, if you come to Gloucester and you haven't seen, you can't see the festival, go to the Cape Ann Historical Museum on Pleasant Street. It has many, many paintings of the harbor back in the days when these schooners were just, all over the harbor, and they were the fishing vessel of choice. And you'll see Fitzhenry Lane's paintings of these, and you can recognize Gloucester quite easily. But just seeing all these masted vessels is just incredible. It was a beautiful day. Everybody was well-behaved. Traffic was naturally a pain because of it was also a beach day. And Gloucester has been discovered in terms of beaches. So just a great weekend.
Sounds great. Well, there you go. That's the story on the Schooner Festival in Gloucester this past weekend, Labor Day weekend 2015. We'll touch on a couple of other stories. We've got our sports stories to talk about as well here on North Shore today. One of the ones that caught my eye, it's in this morning's edition of the Daily Item out of Lynn. It's a front page story, but it's something. It's about Swampscott. And Bridget Turcotte wrote the story in the item today. And basically what she is saying is that in the coming months, the habits of young cigarette smokers may be getting snuffed out in that community. The Swampscott Board of Health is looking to possibly ban the sale of tobacco to anyone under the age of 21. Current legal age to purchase tobacco products is 18 years old. The change could happen as early as this fall, and Health Department Clerk Leanne Belkis, kind of outlined that story. So there's, there are a number of communities. I don't know how many communities, Rick, around the North Shore have done this, but around the country, I think there are a number of places where they've but only a handful, I guess, where they've raised tobacco, the age of purchasing tobacco up to the age of 21. So Swampscott's thinking about it. We hope to have the Swampscott town manager on in about a week or so. We'll be talking with him about different issues in the town of Swampscott, and we'll probably pop that on to our North Shore Today program as well at some point down the road. Whoop, I'm sorry, Rick. Go ahead.
Just mentioning health, there's a story on the front page of the Gloucester Times today by Ray Lamont about sepsis, and this is an unknown disease that has struck in Gloucester in several places, and one of my former colleagues experienced the tragedy with the loss of their college-age daughter back in the springtime, and it's an absolute shock, and I encourage people to read the Gloucester Times article by Ray Lamont about this disease. It's called sepsis, and it is extremely fast striking. It is extremely deadly, and it's very difficult to diagnose. And Ray has a very good article on that front page, and I'm sure there'll be follow-up articles too. And that leads me to another thing just to mention is that Ray is going to be checking. We should be able to chat with Ray from time to time on North Shore Today, get him on live, or you know, I can talk with him otherwise, and we can run the recording. But Ray is a wealth of information, as all our writers are on the North Shore. And also, Bill, coming up this week on Friday, we're going to start a new show with Josh Arnold. It'll be focused mainly on elected officials and the political talk that is around and about on the North Shore. And it will be not limited to Cape Ann, but pretty much not limited to Gloucester, really, or I should say not limited to the North Shore, as Josh has world and national issues he wants to talk to people about. And also, we will have regular visits with Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, with Destination Salem Executive Director Kate Fox, and also with Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt. So all of that will be coming up on future programs.
Yeah, we have a number of, obviously, elected officials and public officials, and also other folks that that make news from the North Shore joining us on this program and, of course, on our posts as well. Of course, our big focus, one of our big focuses, of course, is sports, and the high school football season kicks off this coming Friday night. We have two games. On Friday, Lynn Classical playing at Gloucester and Beverly playing at Wakefield. Those are our two opening games on Friday night. You'll be able to listen to those games and then watch the Gloucester game by just going to our website. Check out the latest post that goes up there late Friday afternoon, and that'll tell you how to listen to the games. The Classical game, or the rather Beverly Wakefield game, is a radio game. The Classical Gloucester game would be a video game. And then on Saturday afternoon, we have Lynn English playing at Swampscott. That game will feature two new coaches. So we have a lot of football action coming up. Plus, looking at the schedule today, the high school soccer schedule also is getting underway kind of in earnest today and tomorrow around the area.
Going to be fun. This is exciting time of year. It's always exciting. Change of seasons for sports, but especially when you start the school year to see how the new kids are taking over for the departed kids, the kids who have gone off to school and so on. I don't know who the favorites are in football, but I do want to remind our visitors, Bill, about our sports analysts and our announcers. Of course, you got play-by-play, I've got play-by-play, Marty Smith with play-by-play, but Tim Kearns and Paul Ingram are two of the absolute best anywhere, anytime, for any sport. Tim is a real enthusiast of all sports. He can translate what he's watching very easily into English that you can visualize if you're not watching a video. And Paul Ingram, my goodness, his pedigree is amazing. A four-time Super Bowl participant for Gloucester High School as a head coach, winning it three times, 50-2 in his last four seasons. And he's been with us, I think this is a fourth year now, as our football analyst. So it's I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm ready to get going.
And this week, we'll be adding some new football preview posts. We should have Masconomet, Danvers, and Beverly, at least those three coming up on the website, and probably a few more football previews coming up on the site. If you've missed the other ones, you can go back and check out some of the other previous posts from Swampscott Classical. We got to get Marblehead, too. There's another one we haven't been able to get, but we'll be getting those feature stories on the different schools, but those are on the website as well from previous weeks, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you know, if you click on the website, I believe on the phone, on the devices, you have to do one of the drop-down menus. There are two drop-down menus. One says categories, the other one says pages. Hit the drop-down menus, and if you just want to go to sports, all the sports stories are right there. you know, nicely arranged for you very easily. Same thing on a laptop. Just click on sports or news, whatever category you want to look at, and all the stories are sorted right there for you by date. So it's very easy to find this stuff. And as Bill mentioned, as you mentioned, Bill, man, all kinds of interviews out there already. Everybody talking with us and excited about working with the kids and getting back onto the field.
And, of course, here's something else that you can do. There's an email on the post that you can send us an email. We'd like to hear from you. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas for guests, please drop us an email at msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. That news and sports, as you know, is a shared S between news and sports. And, Rick, I think that's pretty much it for today. This program will be evolving. There'll be sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes a lot more. And we hope to be checking in on a number of different topics. And looks like sunny and warm today. That's our forecast, right? Sunny and warm.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. The first rain in the forecast is for Friday night, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday night. I thought it was for the Patriots game.
You're right, but I looked at it depends on which weather forecast you look at. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. And I'm betting if it's not downpours, these football games will get played.
Well, we don't want any rain on Friday night. We a little thunder and lightning, a little excitement at Gillette Stadium. I guess I'm dating myself here for the Patriots. But Tom Brady back. We haven't even talked about that story, but Tom.
How many
Brady,
names? How many names has Sullivan Stadium had? Sullivan Stadium.
Well,
Chaper
no.
Stadium,
well, there's.
Was it?
Well, they got
Foxborough.
The. Foxborough. Yeah, they had the. Well, they two different stadiums, but over the years, in the two stadiums. Yeah, it was Sullivan Stadium, Schaefer Stadium. It was Schaefer Stadium first, right? Yeah. Yeah, right.
I think so. Yeah.
Schaefer, Sullivan, then it went back. Who knows what?
Well,
Foxborough.
I'm hoping that that we get down there this year. We've got to have some representation from the North Shore football, high school football team. So I want to go back there.
All right. So anyway, this is the program and this is the website that, you'll get some timely news updates, but you'll also be able to meet some of the folks, some of your neighbors that are, making news, leaders in the communities around the North Shore. And again, please email us. We'd love to hear from you. The email again on the post here, which is msonewsports@gmail.com. So with that guy, Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. We'll check in with you again tomorrow here on North Shore Today on msonewsports.com. msonewsports.com is your spot for North Shore High School football this fall, beginning with our first game September 11th.
Lynn Classical visits Gloucester in what has become lately the first game of the year. Gloucester playing with the small schools for a change.
Beverly travels out of league to play at Wakefield. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday, Lynn English opens up at Swampscott. msonewsports.com, your spot for North Shore High School football.
And don't forget to join us for North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7.